You're listening to SBS News.
New Year's Eve celebrations have been cancelled around the world as the Omicron variant drives a surge in COVID-19 cases. But in Sydney, crowds of people are expected to gather at the city's vantage points to watch the famous fireworks display launch from the Harbour Bridge, Opera House and barges. Daily COVID cases in New South Wales have spiked, with 12,226 new infections and 746 hospitalisations reported on Thursday. That's not deterring pyrotechnicians from working on last-minute preparations for the show. A team of 50 people from family business Foti International Fireworks will launch 6 tonnes of fireworks across 2 displays at 9 p.m. and midnight. The company's owner, Fortunato Foti, says the event marks 25 years since creating the Sydney Harbour Show.
There'll be basically 25,000 shooting comets from the Sydney Harbour Bridge alone, and in excess of 9,000 aerial fireworks. We're hoping that, obviously it's been a tough 2 years for the events industry, and we're hoping that this is the start of a great year for the events industry and everyone else for 2022. And we look forward to doing the 25th one, which is just as exciting as doing the first.
The program includes a sacred smoking ceremony, projections and lighting effects on the harbour foreshore, a welcome to country display soundtrack and performance, and of course the midnight fireworks. Whales, cubes, sunflower shells, whirlwinds and colour-changing fireworks are some of the things to expect, while the ARIA award-winning electronic music duo The Presets have created a soundtrack for the midnight display. But the celebrations will look slightly different this year. The 31 vantage points for the event are ticketed and must be pre-booked, meaning people can't just turn up on the night. The City of Sydney's executive producer of major events, Stephen Gilby, says these measures are to keep people safe.
Of course, New Year's Eve is a perfect time to reflect on the year that's been. This year, Sydney New Year's Eve brings us the celebration we've been looking forward to through 2 very difficult years. But to keep everyone safe, our celebrations will be different this year. That Sydney tradition of camping out by Circular Quay from 6 a.m. to get a front row seat won't be happening this year. All vantage points in the CBD will be pre-booked and ticketed, as will most vantage points around the harbour.
New Year's Eve revellers are encouraged to be fully vaccinated and wear a mask if they can't socially distance. And New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is urging people to remain vigilant amid rising COVID infections.
What individuals can do is not go out and about when you've got symptoms. Get tested instead. Be cautious around, those big events. If someone says, how about we go and book a venue, say, is it a well-ventilated venue? When you're there, ask people to keep the windows open. Simple things like that can really reduce the risk. So I think it's important that the community knows that they can take active steps to keep themselves and their loved ones safe.
State Premier Dominic Perrottet says he stands by his decision to ease restrictions earlier in December when the Omicron variant arrived in the state. He says Australia has now entered the stage of living alongside the virus.
People have now come out, taken that vaccination, and now we're in the phase of opening up. There'll be different issues. You say things have come our way now. I'm sure there are things that we have not envisaged today that will come our way next year over the course of the next 12 months. What we have to be as a government is agile, adapt the circumstance, adapt the messaging to the changes that we're seeing. And I'm very confident where New South Wales sits today, based on our vaccination rate, based on the efforts that everyone's made, that we're going to lead the nation out of the pandemic.
But infectious diseases expert Robert Boy says he won't be heading to a super spreader event such as New Year's and hopes people will apply common sense.
It's a daily exercise in checking whether we've got enough control with simple common sense practical measures. A lot of people are doing extra things themselves. They're not going to as many functions. They're going for shorter periods. If they do, they do it outside. They wear a mask. People are taking precautions. I won't be going to a New Year's Eve event. That's super spreader. But some people will be, and I'm not saying cancel that. I'm just saying be really careful.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.